This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Darius Rucker's fourth country album is Southern Style. His latest tour, Good for a Good Time Tour, kicks off in Tampa June 3rd. Darius will be in Augusta Masters Week performing. It's a pleasure to welcome Darius Rucker to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Darius.
How you doing, man? Good talking to you.
Well, same to you. Thanks for doing this. Wait a minute. Why do we have to name tours? Why is that important?
I don't know. It's just something that has always been done. I think you do it just so to just differentiate from each tour, you know? And I don't know why we do that, but we do.
So do you sit around figuring this out, or do you have input on the name of the tour?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You sit around and think of what it's usually named after, a song or something on a record or something on the album. But you think about it, you want it to be something that, you know, actually might spark the interest of somebody who might not go normally.
All right. It's a golf show. I want to talk golf with you a little bit. How did you start playing golf?
Oh, when I was 14, my best friend, his dad was a captain in the Navy, and they played golf a lot. I was over his house a lot, and one day, Captain Johanna said, "I'm going to play golf, and we're going to play golf, Rick." And he said, "Darius, you want to go too?" And I went. I was hooked. And he actually gave me my first set of golf clubs about a year later, and so I've been hooked ever since.
What's it do for you? What's the game do for you?
I love being outside. I love that part of it. I love how the game's never the same. I mean, you can play the same course, exact same conditions, 2 days in a row, and shoot totally different scores. I love how, really, basically, it's you against the course, even though you might be playing against a buddy or something. But it's you against the course. If you hit the ball good, you're going to play good. And it's a sport that I can play. You know, I could play when I was 14. I could play at my age. And I love the game. It's my only real hobby, and I love it.
Does it? I find it's about the only thing that takes me away from everything else. And it happens immediately, Darius. Walking down the first fairway, I've forgotten all of my troubles and all of these situations, and I'm just loving the game.
Oh, I agree. You know, I agree. When I get out there, I can, all the things that are bothering me or the things in life that are really getting you down, you can just let it go for a second, you know, and, you know, playing good or bad, you can just let it go for a second, and golf's really good about that.
Do you watch much golf, or you catch it on television all the time?
I mean, I still watch it. I don't watch as much as I used to. I mean, you know, I guess I'm like the most of America, you know, when Tiger was really hot, I couldn't turn away from it, but now I watch, you know, I watch the majors and I watch Sunday of a lot of tournaments, but definitely not as much as I used.
Everybody who plays golf knows the answer to this question. Best score you ever shot?
Oh, I shot 71 at Bulls Bay a couple times. And actually just shot it. This is how we're talking about a different day. I went out and shot 71 last week, and the next day, same course, same setup, I shot 85. So there was that.
You're a lucky man with some of the places you get to play. The best place you ever played?
Oh, by far, not even close, Augusta.
Really?
Not even close.
Have you seen Cypress Point?
Played Cypress Point. Played Cypress Point, played Pine Valley, played most of the really great courses in the States, and I love them. They're great. They're awesome, but for me, being out on that, I'm blessed to be out on that green carpet and to be out there and to be in the clubhouse and to be, you know, one night I got to stay in Cliff Robert's room and just being out there. For me, there's nothing better than Augusta National.
We are talking with Darius Rucker here on the Augusta Golf Show. You're coming back again this year for Rock for Dough. Why do you do that? Why is that fun for you?
It's a good way to give back. And you know, you know, I love playing shows, and when I can when it's a fun show and I can help people, you know, help something like helping Augusta First Tee. I mean, it makes it even better for me. And so they've asked me to do it several times, and I've been able to do it several times. And yeah, I mean, it's been fun. And so they kept asking me, I kept going back.
How often have you been at the tournament?
I haven't been to the tournament probably in 10 years because I went about 10 years ago and it was a meet and greet, basically. You know, I went and one person recognized me and for the rest of the day I was taking pictures and signing autographs.
So right,
I like to watch every shot. I'm that guy who, like, I don't want to, you know, you're there and you can watch one hole and you can follow a group of golfers. The Masters, I want to see every shot, especially on Saturday and Sunday when it, you know, those guys are coming in. I want to see every shot, so I love watching it on TV.
10 years later, Darius, let me apologize for that turning into a meet and greet.
Oh, that's all right.
You talk about giving back. Let's talk about a couple of ways that you do that. Can you believe that coming up the Monday after the Masters, you're doing Monday after the Masters for the 22nd time?
No, I don't. I mean, we talked about that. When we started, it was just we could do this. This could be fun. And, you know, let's have some fun with it. We did, and it just kept growing and growing and growing. I mean, now I think if we stopped it, people would, you know, people in South Carolina would be in an uproar. But I think at 22 years, it's hard to believe, and we still get great big names and cool people, and it's still a lot of fun.
And you're helping out good charity events, good charitable partners there too, right?
Oh, absolutely. We South Carolina First Tee and you know, the Hoodie Globus Foundation, which does so much with kids and education all over the country. And we get to give, you know, we get to help a lot of people hands-on, and that's always a great feeling.
There's something to be said for this game of golf. You must love it. You do it again in Nashville with Darius and friends. That benefits St. Jude's. Same reason you do it there?
Absolutely, because I love it. And you get to... We discovered a long time ago how much money you can raise by golfing with people. And you know, this weekend coming up, I have my HCM golf tournament. That's St. Jude's. Then, you know, I go into Nashville. I do a golf tournament for St. Jude's. And golf is just a way to get your buddies together and get people to pay money to play with them. And they come out and you make, you know, you raise all this money and get to give it to great causes.
In talking about getting your buddies to come out, how satisfying is it to you, Darius, the artist, to be embraced by the community of country music as you've been embraced?
Oh, it's been great. It's been great. You know, I mean, I came over. I made that first record I made just because I love country music so much. I just wanted to make a country record. And really, my only expectation is when I made it, I was hoping they'd let me make another one. You know, and to get there and to have the success I've had and to be embraced the way that I'm embraced and to really now just be a part of the community is just a great feeling and something I'm really proud of.
Do you remember how that happened? I mean, organic, it seems so organic from the outside, Darius. It looked like a natural fit. A lot of
conversation. I mean, for me, it was.
Was it?
I've been saying since 1989, you know, after, I guess, 1990, when I first heard the Randy Foster record called Del Rio, Texas, 1959, that I just fell in love with it. You know, someday I was going to make a country record. I've been listening to country music my whole life. You know, I just kept saying, someday I'm going to make a country record. And when the time came, It just felt right. I mean, even when I got my producer and we started making the record, he was like, man, this seems like you've been doing this forever. And you know, and even when I got my record deal, the guy who signed me said, you know, said to my manager, I never got that Hootie thing, but I always thought that guy was a country thing. And so, you know, it just felt right, and it really felt organic.
So he's the one that never got the Hootie thing.
Yeah, there was a few. there was a few.
Our poll question on the show today, I'm curious. Here's our question. You can have Rory, Jordan, and Jason in the Masters or the field. Who do you take?
Oh, I'd take Jason. I'd take Spieth. I would. I'd take Spieth because I think he's going to be one of those guys that just rises to the occasion in the Masters and in the majors like Tiger did. You know, not the Rory and Jason. Jason's playing lights out right now, and I'm just so proud of the way he's playing. And, you know, Rory is just a superstar golfer, but I just think Spieth is going to be that guy who, you know, I would take him over the field.
You know what? And the three of them are all incredibly great young men.
Oh, yeah. You know, I got to meet Jordan at CMA's last year, and he was just like a great kid. And I was just like, man, you know, I really hope you go far. I hope you dominate this tour because he was just a great kid.
Well, thank you for all that you do. You're coming to town next week for Rock for Dough. Again, 10 years late, I apologize for the tournament turning into a meet and greet.
No, that was fun.
Darius, thanks for taking the time to do this. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for talking to me.